Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse in the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called V'hinei Parach Mati Aroin. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse on Shabbos Parshas Chayrach. That year was the second day of the month of Tammuz, and the year Tafshin Lamed Aleph 51 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse where it says V'hinei Parach Mati Aroin. The staff of Aaron blossomed, Leveis Levi, he's in the tribe of Levite, Vayigmal Shkedim, and it gave almonds. Almonds grew from the staff. And it's explained in Lakutei Torah from the Alter Rebbe on this Torah portion, and at length from the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Tzemach Tzedek, and as well as Kuntres HaMayan, so he explains over there that this at the sign of the staff of Aaron was specifically almonds, because almonds are something that grows very, very quickly, more than any other fruit and any other wheat. And that's why it's called, that's one of the reasons why it's called Shkedim, it's called Shaka, the Sherish is called, because it comes from the expression of quickly. Like in the prophet, when he prophesied, he said, Makal Shaka, I see a staff of almonds, and he said, the reason why I see that is because Hashem is going to do what he's going to do very, very quickly. And the idea of quickly, that's a sign for the priest, because when the priests give a blessing, the energy that comes from the blessing comes very, very quick. Why is that? Because there are certain blessings and certain energies that has to go through the different levels of Ishtalshus, different worlds, different spheres, until it comes down. It has to go through very many, many levels. But what happens when something goes through levels, it's very possible it can get stopped, it can get stuck somewhere. And however, when the light and the energy comes from high and comes through Aaron's blessing or any other priest's blessings, so then it comes very, very quick and there's nothing stopping it. Like Ad Mehera Yard Tzroi, there brings the verse, it comes down very, very quick, and the light and the energy comes from the way it's on high, it comes down to the lowest levels. There's two points. One is it comes very quickly, and number two, it comes down to the lowest levels. It doesn't get stuck anywhere. Now the reason why is that? Because the source of this energy that the Kohen is blessing comes from a place which is called Rav Chesed, an abundance of kindness, which in Kabbalah it's called Chesed Elyon, a very, very high level of Chesed, which is above the level of Ishtalshus. That's why it has the power to go right through it. And therefore, when it comes down, it comes in a way where there's not no one stopping it, no one's blocking it. And like the analogy, if you have like a big stream of water that's gushing down, it comes so strong and you can't stop it. It'll knock over whatever's in the way. And that's the power of the priestly blessings. And Rebbe says this story of the sign of the staff of Aaron comes after the argument of Korach. Why? Because what was the argument of Korach? Korach's argument was that the Levite should also be on the level of a priest. Now, what is a Levite spiritually? Gvura, disciplined. So Korach wanted that the flow should come through Gvura, discipline, severity. But what happened after the argument with Korach? What was clarified? No. That what's the main thing? Flow of energy comes not through Gvura, comes through the Kohenim, comes through the priest, comes through Chesed. And the work of the Levite, not that the Levites don't have a job, they have a job. Their job is to help the Kohenim. So they are basically secondary to the priest. But the main flow of energy comes from the Kohenim, Chesed comes from the Kohenim, it comes quick and it comes down to the lowest places. Why is that? Because the work of the Levites, which we said, is Gvura, discipline. What is that in the spiritual level? That's called Rotzi. That's elevating from below on high. It's like leaving, running away from reality. What's the source of that? The source is Gvura is on the left side. So above that, it's the intellect of Ima, which is Mother, which is Bina. And like it says in the Zohar, based on the verse of Avad Alevihu, that what is who is referring to? It's referring to Atik. Why? Because Atik gets revealed in Bina, and which is connected to Gvura, and Bina is all about Ratzui. Bulls is all about the escape, and that's why the Levites had they serve in the temple with singing and with their mouth and with different instruments. What's the idea of a song? Or a song is also leaving this world, and like it says in the Talmud, all the Bali Shir Yoytzim B'Shir. It means they go out. It's all about leaving. It's all about the escape. The Kohenim is just the opposite. They're bringing down the energy into this world. They're bringing Melmaila Lamata. And up to the point, they bring it down very, very quickly, and there's nothing in the way, and it goes down to the lowest level. And this is what was revolutionized over here. After the argument Korach came the sign of the staff of Aaron, that the Aaron is the main thing. Because the main thing is that the energy should come down, and it should come down very, very quickly. Now that's the priest, but here the Rebbe revolutionized something beautiful, and he says, all the Jewish people are called the kingdom of priests. And matter of fact, Aaron's job is to affect all the Jewish people. And like it says, to elevate the candles, which means that Aaron's job was to elevate all the seven types of candles, which is all the seven types of the Jewish people. So what do we see practically in our service of God? That our service has to be in a way that it should come down, everything should come down very quickly. That means we should do what we have to with power and we with strength, and we shouldn't be intimidated by anything that's holding us back and anything's creating concealment or stopping the flow. And like the Rebbe says, like the famous expression is, when you go to war, you go with a march of success, and then you'll be sure to be successful. Now, this is a very, very tall order. The Rebbe says that in order to be on this level, which means practically not to be intimidated from anything that's stopping success, you need power from the leader of the generation. And the Rebbe says, you can say that this is the idea which is discussed in the Chassidic discourse called Min HaMeitzar, which was said in Rish Chodesh Tammuz in the year Tafresh Pei Zayin. So, and this Chassidic discourse, the Rebbe says, it gives us power for this type of serving Hashem. And the Rebbe explains it. We're going to go into like a Kabbalistic journey now. In that Hasidic discourse, he points out and he says, you know, the verse that says, Min HaMeitzar, from the depths, Karasi, I call that Yudke. Anani, Bamerchav Yudke. Hashem responded to me from Yudke. In other words, Rebbe says, one second. When you pray and you call out to Hashem, you're calling to awaken compassion upon yourself. So there was based on that, one second. We know which name of God is compassion, Yudke Vavke. So why does it say Minametzer Karasi Yud Hey, only half the name? Seemingly it should have said Yud Kei Vav Kei. Like the verse says, Mi Goy Godol, Asher Lo Yelakim Krever Eilav, Kashem Elakeinu, B'chol Krever Eilav. What do we call? We call Yud Kei Vav Kei. So why is it when going through a struggle, it only says Yud Kei, which is only the first two letters of God's name? Also, in the verse where it says, Bitchu B'Hashem, have trust in Hashem. And again, that's why it says Yudke Vavke, Ade Ad, until Ad. Why? Because Hashem Tzuri Lam, because Yudke is the power of the world. What is it seemingly coming out from the verse? That this that you have to have, trust in Hashem forever, because Yudke is the power of the world. One second. We're having trust in Hashem because of Yudke. Obviously, there's something very, very powerful in the first two letters of Yud Kei of Hashem's name. And ever since we're gonna explain it as follows: this that it says Bitchu BaHashem, we have trust in Hashem Adiyad. So it's explained in the commentary in the explanation of the Zohar of the Mittler Rebbe. There's two different insights, and he explains as follows. One insight is that Ad is everlasting. Everlasting means it's the concept of time. What in concept of time, which sphere is associated with time? Malchus. Because Malchus is a source for time. So therefore, based on the fact that Malchus is the source of time, so Bitchu BaHashem Adiyad, which we said Adiyad again is everlasting, which is a source of time, that Bitchu BaHashem Adiyad, why am I having trust in Hashem? Because from spheres of Malchus, which is connected to time. You know, from the level of spheres of Malchus, which we know is connected to the idea of the Shekhinah, and when a person is in the level of what? Of bittul acceptance. So then your acceptance makes you a vessel for the Shekhinah, like Altarber explains in Tanya. And therefore, because you're in the level of bittul acceptance, and now you become a vessel for the Shekhinah, and therefore you can have trust that Hashem is going to fulfill your request. And this power that Malchus has is, because Malchus obviously received from Yesod, and Yesod is strength. So, in other words, what is the reason why I'm having trust for Hashem? It's coming from Malchus. However, from the spheres of Chachma and Bina, which is Makif, compared to the sphere of the Zum, which is Zer, Amper, Nukva, the 6 meters, and the Malchus, the fact is, it's higher than something we can connect to. Like, for example, like it says, on a level of intellect, I mean, it was a difference if Hashem does this, or if they tells you to slaughter from the neck or from the back part of the neck. And that's what he said, ki b'kah Hashem tzuri lamim, which technically almost like a negative thing. Why? Because Yud-Kei, he's the power of the world, so you can't have trust. Why? Because that's something we can't reach. So the first insight, what he's saying over here, that how are we connecting to Hashem? Bitchuv Hashem is coming from Malchus, because again, not from the level of Chachma Mina. And based on this insight, we'll understand why it says Toiv Lachzeis Ba Hashem, why it's good to have be talking to Hashem, and then having faith, trust in people, because the Divim over there is referring to the level of Chachma Bina. However, when it comes to the Zah, which we said again is the small face, which is the 6 meters which connect to Malchus, over there you could have the trust in Hashem in the level of Zah, but not in Chachma Bina, and that's why B'tochen is called Chesayim Baal. So that's the first insight. That again, the B'tochen Hashem comes from where? From Malchus, from the Sphirois. But from Chachma Bina, that's not where the B'tochen comes from. But there's another insight in Adiyad. That what is Adiyad referring to? Bitzchuv Hashem Adiyad is referring to the sphere of Keser, which is above Ishtal Shlos. And like the Rashi and the Tabrin and Zil explain, then on the contrary. Because from Seder Ishtal Shlos, where things flow, how do you having trust in Hashem? There's reasons, calculations, things get stuck. But when you connect to above Ishtal Shlos, yes, you could have Bitochin from Keser. And that's why it says, Hinei lo yonav leishan, God doesn't sleep, Shema Yisrael. In other words, the Yisrael, the Jewish people, that's Zayap in the small face. What is Shemir Yisrael, the one that hovers over? What is doesn't sleep? The Shemir doesn't hover. That's the Makif, which is higher. And specifically from that level, you can have the trust in Hashem. So what did we learn? That there's two, when you have trust, according to the first insight, the trust is coming from Malchus, acceptance, not from Chacham Bina. The second insight, trust is coming from Keter, above Ishtal Shlos. Now, Rebbe says he'd like to connect these two insights based on the idea that in Keser itself there's two levels. Like it says, V'tigli v'tovi adi adiyim, means there's two levels in Ad. You have one Ad, the Ad b'chlal, until, and the till is included, and then you have Ad and it's not included. What does that mean? So there's two levels in Keter. There's Arich, the lower part, and there's Atik, the higher part. Or in other terms, it's called Pnimius HaKesser, which is Atik, and Chitzonius HaKesser, which is Arich. So from the level of Chitzonius HaKesser, things can leach out. And like the verse says, and it leaches out into the chamber. So therefore, because it leaches out, you can't have trust. So where is trust? Specifically, a level of Ad, V'loyad B'chal, which is Pnimius HaKesser. And from the higher level of Pnimius HaKesser Atik, that's where the flow of energy comes to the Jewish people. Like it says, we're connecting you, L'chol L'vadcha, V'en L'zar Mitzcha, no one's connected there. Okay, now. So, where does the trust come from? Pnimius HaKesser. Now, the idea of Pnimius HaKesser, it flows into Chachman Bina. And like explained in the Siddur, where it says, like, God took us out of Egypt with a strong hand, with an outstretched arm. Why? How is that? But through the fact that Chachma Bina were connected to the level of Arach Ampin, in other words, the flow flows in from the level of Makif, and it comes in an internal level on the level of Avaim Chachma Bina, and then God was able to take us out of Egypt. So based on the second insight, when it says Bitchuv Hashem Adiyad, Ki Bitchuv Hashem Lamer, is different. In other words, that we can have the trust in Hashem Adiyad, which is in the internal part of Keser. Why? Because that comes down into Chachma Bina, which is what? The letters of Yud-Hei of Hashem Abaya. So in other words, what Rebbe's explaining is like this. Before we learned, on one hand, Bitochen comes from where? From Malchus. The other hand, we learned Bitochen from the Keser. Never explains what's the ultimate. Yes, we have Bitochen, which comes from Lamayim Mishtalsos, but the goal is that it should come into the level of Chachman Bina, and it has to penetrate through. And that's what he explains in the Chassidic discourse over there, that this that's possible to be blockages, that comes when the light fills the world. But when you reach Shoviv Kolam, Noz Yudke, Keter, Pnimis HaKesser, over there you can have trust, and you can have trust that it's going to pierce through anything that's blocking. And that's why it says, Min ha-meitza karasi yud-hei. In other words, when a person's going through a struggle, and a person's going through a challenge, and a person's going through tremendous pain, up to the point you can't handle anymore, so where do you call yud-hei? Which means you go straight to above Ishtal Shlos, because you're going with trust, complete trust, amazing trust, and you're going in the right way, and you're not being intimidated from anybody that's scoffing you. Like it says clearly in Shulchan Aruch, don't be embarrassed for anybody. And you're not embarrassed from the level like we know a malik is the same numerical value as doubt that comes to bring doubt. We're not intimidated. On the contrary, you break anything that's giving you anything obstacles. And not only you break it, but you actually transform it to good with the power of Torah, because Torah gives us the power to bring peace in the world. And we go ahead and we elevate all the sparks in the world. And that's why the verse says, "Vehine parach mati arin." Well, what does that mean? The Aaron's staff sprouted off. After the argument Korach, what came strong? The quickness that came through Aaron. And like the analogy of a water that comes rushing down, there's nothing that can get in the way. And it literally breaks through in a strong way. And the flow comes very, very quickly. There's nothing that's holding it back. And it's going to be in a way of when I'm ready, so we call out Hashem from Yud-Kei, we reach the highest level that specifically from the challenges and from the struggles, we find the power and the strength to call out to above Hashem Shalos. And through that, when we call that Anani B'Amerech of Yud-Kei, Hashem will answer us. So, from the level of Yud-Kei. So here we have another beautiful, powerful Chassidic discourse of the Rebbe, the power that we have to reach out from the depths and to reach to the highest place above Hashem, just like the priest. And we can bring down Chesed quick to the lowest levels. And let's hope and pray that we all pray, and like the Rebbe says, we have the Koyach from the Rebbe to reach this level, and we'll have the coming of Mashiach, and next class will be in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.